Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing good. Yet another day where I have left the house on time and not felt rushed. I think it's partly due to the fact that the kids don't have to be anywhere since it's summer. That allows me to get out of the house without having to deal with children. Last night, what did I do? I was just doing some podcast stuff. I edited the video version of our Second Player Press Start podcast, and yeah, that went well. I got both of two episodes done, one on Nidhogg 2 and one on Fortnite. The iPad Pro is great, but there are a few things that kind of irk me about it. One is just getting files to it from my computer to the iPad. It seems like the easiest way, which I kind of figured out last night, is to use AirDrop, which is like Apple's kind of built-in file sharing thingamajig. So I'm pretty well versed in AirDrop now, so that'll make transferring files between my laptop and my iPad a lot easier. But yeah, there you have it. So two new episodes are kind of in the can, and I'll probably schedule those to post later today. Not to post later today, but schedule them for a few weeks. Our plan is to release episodes every 2 weeks until we get a nice catalog build up, and then we'll go weekly, probably in the winter. Like I said, once we have enough episodes to go. What I wanted to chat, I guess, for the past few days, on the weekend we watched a movie called Ingrid Goes West. It was on Netflix. It's funny, I used to, in all honesty, download a lot of movies from the internet. I think you can understand what that kind of means, but since Netflix, the ease of use, we kind of watch everything there now. I think when you make a movie service as inexpensive as Netflix is, and as easy and reliable as Netflix is, it's just such an easy way to find something to play. We saw a trailer for this like a ways back, and it was briefly in my brain of like, oh, I'd like to see that movie. So we watched it, and the story is basically, kind of the premise is a girl that has, I guess, some growing pains, I guess you could say, and she's really struggling to find acceptance in this world, and she's completely obsessed with social media, and after some circumstances, she lands with a lot of money in her account, and she finds a Instagrammer that is leading this perfect life that she wants to kind of emulate and be a part of. And she basically uses that money to travel to California, hence the title Ingrid Goes West. And she ends up becoming friends with this famous Instagrammer. And it's just a really fascinating look at social media and you've probably come across this type of person that just leads this, like, branded life, I guess. You know, the person that takes pictures of their food and it's at this trendy spot, and they go to the best parties and they hang out with the cool people, and it's all captured and posted on Instagram and it all looks perfect, when the reality is it's not always perfect. Yeah, the movie just does a great job kind of examining that lifestyle and the craziness that, you know, the lengths that people will go to be a part of that lifestyle. It was really good. And I also got to give props to, I think it was Ice Cube's, yeah, it was Ice Cube's son. He plays a secondary character in the movie, and I think that guy is going to be a great actor. He was super charming, and I think if he carries on with acting, he'll go very far. That kid's pretty talented. Yeah, it's just, I battle with social media because on one hand it's a great communication tool, on the other hand I think it's done a ton of damage to people's lives in terms of, like, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Before, you know, you could look to maybe your neighbor, but now it's kind of in your face 24/7, if that makes sense. But yeah, I recommend it. I really enjoyed it, and I think it gives a lot to kind of think about, especially in these times. Well, that'll conclude today's episode. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.